Welcome to episode 29 of Bootie and Bossy Eat, Drink, Knit.
Bossy, I have big news.
Oh, yes.
My husband showed me how to...
Wait, stop there. Remember, this is a family show. We don't want
to... Okay, don't worry. This is PG.
Okay.
My husband showed me how to look up our analytics and have listeners all over the world.
What?
I know.
I thought mom was our only listener. Hi, mom.
Hi, mom. It turns out mom is paying a lot of other listeners.
Oh, I didn't know she had such worldwide influence.
Yes. All over.
Wait, where do we have listeners?
So we have listeners in England, or Germany, Japan, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Alaska, possibly Russia. God. We're not sure because we don't.
That's not our fault because it's very Russian geography is always changing. So thanks, Putin. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we hope Putin is not actually listening to our podcast, or that it's some Russian spy listening to our podcast. In most of the states in the United States.
Oh, wow. Who knew that mom knew that many people? Well, wait. So what are the states that we don't have listeners?
Okay, this is Bossy looking at the negative here. And we don't have listeners in Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's like my neck of the woods.
I know. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Okay.
And then Oklahoma, Alabama. I feel like I'm listening to states like that alphabetical song. New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, which my son was living in.
So the truth be told, he's not actually listening.
Right.
Although, does this track by IP addresses, do you think?
Yeah, that's probably why, because I'm sure he's actually listening, riveted on every
hanging on every word.
Yes. And Hawaii and Puerto Rico.
Okay, so here is our challenge. Well, first of all, thank you to all of our listeners worldwide that are on mom's payroll. So I hope she's not paying you much.
Yeah.
So here's how you can help us to spread our evil empire of eating, drinking, and knitting. Tell a friend, and if you have a friend in those states, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Utah, Alabama, Oklahoma. What? I think I missed some.
New Mexico, Utah, Hawaii, Puerto Rico.
Hawaii and Puerto Rico. Yes. If you have a friend and you can spread the Bootie and Bossy Eat, Drink, Knit love, we would love it. And now, apparently, we know how to actually go in and see what our analytics are.
Yes, very exciting. I was thrilled. And it turns out if you just don't look at anything for a year and a half, you'll be really surprised when you go on and you're like, oh, people are listening. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's very cool. Well, I'm very excited, and I'm feeling a little beclumped with gratitude, I have to say, that people are actually listening. So,
yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, what are we making these days in the kitchen?
Well, our recipe is one that I make all the time. I alternate between, in terms of desserts, chocolate chip cookies or chocolate chip cookie bars. And banana bread.
Banana bread.
My shout out to my son, recent college grad.
Yay.
And he's always eaten lots and lots of bananas. So that's his secret to longevity, is bananas. And
He's very tall and thin too, so don't believe all those things about not eating bananas, because Bodhi's son is a testament to, if you eat a lot of bananas, you'll be tall and thin like a banana.
right, exactly. And he even did a short animated film about bananas. I'll put a link
Yeah,
in
you gotta put a link to that.
it's very
Well,
fun.
and I do have to say, I saw this reel the other day, and it was on Instagram, and you know how it is, you can't find it again. But it had this old guy with white hair. He looked kind of like Santa who's fallen on hard times, and he's looking at the mirror, and he says, in this really gravelly old voice, he says, "You know, I'm going to be honest with you." He looks seriously straight into camera. He says, "You are never, never going to make that banana bread. It's just not going to happen. You need to face the facts and stop buying entire bunches of bananas."
Well, and what I like to do, if you know the bananas are going brown and you're thinking, well, I can't make the banana bread right now, put them in the freezer
Yes.
and then not make the
Use a
bread.
little plastic bag.
I don't actually, I just put them in with the peel on and then we thaw them and peel them. Then it
Yeah, I used to do that too, but I did find that they got a little freezer burnt that way. I'm not sure it matters in banana bread. So I do have one of those, what do you call it, vacuum seal.
Oh.
I do put them in that. But yes. And then you will have a freezer full of bananas that you will never make. We are going to prove old Santa on Instagram wrong, and we will make banana bread. So Booty, tell us the secret.
What I like about this recipe is that it actually uses three bananas. So
Ooh.
it's kind of a lot. I mean, you could do it with two, if two big ones, three medium ones, whatever. So it's a stick of butter and a cup of sugar. So you cream those together. Then you add two eggs, three very ripe mashed bananas. I just throw them in the mixer. I don't
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah.
mash them. A teaspoon of your homemade vanilla extract. If you need to find out how to do that, we'll put a link in the show notes. So then you're gonna, and actually, I don't separate my dry. I add them to the wet as I go. But
Oh.
most people do like your dry ingredients separate from your wet. So you're supposed to do 2 cups of flour mixed with a teaspoon of baking soda, half a teaspoon salt. And then mix those together and then add that to your wet ingredients. And then, if you like nuts, add half a cup to a cup of chopped nuts, walnuts, pecans, whatever.
Almonds.
Almonds. I was recently reading a book that took place in Alabama. And
I would that we had a listener there.
yes. All you Alabama people. So they say pecan, not pecan.
Oh, really? I thought they said pecans. Okay.
They say no, because our brother said, somebody said from Alabama said, a pecan is something that you piss in.
Oh.
Pecan is
I've never heard that. Okay. I'm not going to look at pecans quite the same way anymore. Yes.
I like to add a cup of chocolate chips. Our mom says that's too much and it doesn't let the banana shine. She thinks that the nuts are okay, but chocolate chips, too much.
Yeah, I don't generally put chocolate chips in, but one of the things I like about this recipe, and this is actually a family recipe, it's in mom's cookbook. We think that it dates from Fort Collins, Colorado, and a sorority sister, Bonnie Orr. She doesn't remember that much else about her, but that's because she says her memory is 99% good. So apparently, Bonnie Orr is in the 1% that she loses track of sometimes.
I feel like there's a lot of things in that 1%.
It's a big 1%. I like that it is flexible, and I always just throw in however many bananas I have, and it always just seems to come out great. It's one of those really reliable recipes where if you put more bananas in, it's going to be a little more banana-y.
To me, the trick is that. So you're going to preheat your oven at 350. I do not like to put this in a loaf pan because, and I think it's because I'm adding the chocolate chips and the nuts. It's too much batter for a loaf pan and
Yes.
you wind up with raw parts in the middle. So shout out to our celebrity guest, Lita, who recommended that I, two, couple things. She recommended that I put it in a cake pan. That worked really well. I feel like that was the right amount of batter for it. And I cooked it for about an hour.
An hour in a kick pack?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
huh.
I mean, it's
Okay.
heavy. You know, if you're, and there again, if you're using like, if you have more banana, more whatever, she recommended adding coconut. And that
Oh.
is so good.
Oh, really?
It makes it, so I did it with, we had this big debate. Did it with nuts and coconut, but not chocolate.
Yeah.
Right. It just felt like, okay, you got the bananas, you've got your coconut, you've got your nuts, like you got a lot of stuff. It makes it like a hummingbird cake, if you've ever had one of those.
I've never had a hummingbird cake. What is that?
I think it's like banana bread with coconut and it might have like cinnamon or something else in it. That's
Why did they call it hummingbird?
well, that's it's like it's sweet and like the hummingbirds would like it. Because don't hummingbirds eat bananas? Oh no, that's butterflies. Butterflies.
Butterflies eat bananas. Well, and Orioles. Orioles like bananas, and Orioles like citrus too. If you want to do something nice for Orioles, put cut open an orange and stick it in the on a tree branch. That's interesting. Yeah, so the coconut, yeah, to me, coconut nuts and chocolate chips, that's sounding like a lot, and bananas.
Well, and you had a variation or a.
Yeah, I actually use the James Beard recipe from Beard on Bread, which is very similar. The only difference is it's got a third of a cup of milk, and then it calls for the juice of a lemon that you add in the milk to sort of sour it. But I actually add usually the zest of two lemons and the juice of one. And I'm surprised at how the lemon just lightens up the banana, and it's probably with the milk in it. It's a lighter, more sort of cakey, less heavier bread. The banana bread is definitely more bread-like, whether you put it in a cake pan or not. But I would recommend the James Beard if you want a lighter, more cake-like. It's the same recipe with just a third of a cup of milk, but I usually make 1.5 times the recipe, and I put it in a 9 by 13. And then I often sprinkle a little crumble on top, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1/2 cup of sugar, and 2 tablespoons of flour, and then 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. And again, I'm kind of surprised, but the cinnamon with the lemon and the banana is actually really good. And if you put it in a 9 by 13, then there's a nice amount of topping for everyone. That's my other issue with loaf pans, is you cut it into those slices, and the proportion of topping is not really that great.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the cake pan for the, it's nice to have a little slice there. And if you do the coconut, you can sprinkle some coconut, and this was also Lalita's idea of coconut shavings on top. And then when you bake it, it has this nice kind of,
Crunchy, but you
yeah.
don't want to put them in when you first put them in the oven,
I
right?
actually did, and they did get brown, and I actually used toasted coconut
Oh.
shavings, but it didn't get that brown. You'll see in the picture. So yeah, if you wanted to, you could wait and do it at the end if you want to. Well, I was going to say that the milk with the lemon juice, this is actually basically buttermilk.
Right. You could
So
use vinegar too if you didn't, but I use lemons, yeah, because I like
yeah.
this, yeah.
Yeah, and I really liked the addition of that little bit of buttermilk and the lemon zest. I think it really makes it super yummy. I brought it to my book club.
Oh yes, what did they say? What was their
I had two versions I had. They were both the James Beard. One was with coconut and one was without. And they pretty much all liked the coconut one.
Oh.
I know, but they all like coconuts. There was one person who said she thought she liked the more plain one. Yeah, both really good if you like coconut.
I do feel like coconut is something that people have strong feelings about. And I do have a colleague who was traumatized by coconut growing up. So I cannot bring anything for my meetings with baked goods that have coconut in them. Yeah. But I will definitely try that. You know, I mean, if you put it in a cake pan, 9 by 13, by the way, I think 9 by 9 pans should be banished because you should always make more. Nobody ever says the problem with this is that there's too much. You know, you make more, everybody takes it home, everybody's happy. You have to do, I guess my point behind this is you're going to do the same amount of work to make a 9 by 9 as you are a 9 by 13. It's just going to mean one more scoop of flour. So if you're going to all that trouble, go for the 9 by 13. But very strong feelings about that. But the other thing that you can do is if you want to make a sort of super special, you can frost it. And I've made just a nice 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese and powdered sugar and a little bit of lemon, or you can just do it with vanilla. And that is so good with the banana bread. It's kind of decadent. It kind of starts to be more of a dessert and not as much of a breakfast tea bread.
I feel like it's all dessert. I mean,
Yes.
anytime you have flour, butter, and sugar, that is technically dessert.
Yes.
But good.
Yes.
Yes.
But well, we highly recommend the banana bread. We'll put it in our recipes part of the website, and we'll also put a link to the James Beard, and we'll put in some of those variations. And I'm definitely going to have to try the coconuts. But
Yes. Yes.
well, Booty, what are you knitting?
Well, do your trumpet thing. I have finished Mom's Glimmer Poncho. One of us.
One of us.
That would be me.
Well, I am happy to report that I've done absolutely nothing on it. I'm playing the yin to your yang. You're the full part of that, and I'm the hollow part of that. Yes.
It's all good. I have not actually seen Mom wear it yet because Mom has had a cold, so she's quarantining, but I will see her tomorrow, so I'm hoping maybe she'll wear it. Maybe not because it's also supposed to be 80 degrees. It's like I missed the window that
Yeah.
she could wear this.
Well, there's really no spring anymore. It just goes from winter, snow, ticks, and poison ivy right into summer. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So we'll see if she's wearing it, but it is fabulous. The color is fabulous. I love everything about it. I really love this pattern for Mom likes to say it covers a multitude of sins. To say this is what a poncho is nice for. And I've made some ponchos that do not cover up multitude Tuna sins are kind of on the short side. And when I'm
Crop top
making
poncho.
the crab pot, and when I'm making them, I'm thinking, I'm ready to be done. Okay, this is great. I think this is good. And then when I actually finish it, I'm like, shoot, I should have kept going. I didn't make it long enough. But anyway, so this one is plenty long, plenty wide.
I have to say, I pretty much always make things super size. I feel like I've made ponchos that could also be ball gowns. My son is always like, well, is it a poncho or a shawl or is it a blanket that you can,
Right.
a wearable blanket? I will say that I have been knitting. I've just not been knitting the glimmer because I think I mentioned last time that we have the impending deadline of the baby shower. And so I got my butt over to Webb's, America's Yarn Store. And guess which day I went? I went on local yarn store day.
Ooh.
I had no idea that it was local yarn store day, even though I am a regular host of a podcast on knitting. But I remained blissfully ignorant of this event, which I don't remember hearing about it on NPR.
Yeah, those slackers.
Why it was not covered, but it was local yarn store day. So when you bought stuff, then you, when you were checking out, you got to spin a wheel and then you would get some kind of free item. I got some needles, some, I think they're Craftsy needles. So that's very exciting for me because then I could put them in my needle
Oh.
holder that
Yes.
looks like, you know, something out of that creepy movie Midsommar. So that was exciting. And everybody clapped when somebody spun, you know?
It's such a good feeling. That's what I love about knitters. Everybody's happy that somebody got something.
Well, everybody got something. It was just sort of what you would get.
Right.
So that was good. I wanted to, I know it's a boy, but I didn't want to do the usual blue. So I wanted to do, I really liked the blanket that I had done before for my niece, which was kind of a gray, shades of gray and a kind of a teal. And of course, I wanted it to be super wash. So I got Barocco Ultra Wool, Super Wash Wool, and I got a charcoal gray and then a lighter gray. I'll put the colors in the show notes. And then I did, you'd be very proud of me, I did some swatching
Job.
from my 60 More Quick Baby Blankets. This is put out by Cascade Yarns. And I have to say, I struggled to find a pattern because in blankets, I like it for both sides to be the same. I like it for there not to be a good side and a back side.
It's really hard to do that when you're doing more than one color. You can kind of do the get away with that with one color, but as soon as, because even in garter, you're gonna have.
You're going to have those lines. Exactly. Because I had made the blanket for my sister-in-law, but that was all one color. So I ended up picking a pattern and I do like the pattern. Oh, now I'm looking at this and I didn't see that pattern. Well, that would have been a good one. Okay, so this is pattern, it's number 25. It's called the Slip Stitch Sunshine. And it's two shades of gray and yellow. But so the mine is the teal. But Booty, I was looking at this and I don't know if you can
That's
tell.
that's cute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that thrilled with the back side, but I really like the front side a lot. But here's the thing, the dimensions are like 13 inches wide. But so I didn't do that because otherwise I'm knitting a blanket for a baby snake.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's long and narrow. I don't This feels like a swatch
They
that
just kept going.
kept going. Yeah. So I ended up practically doubling it, which of course means that I'm going to be knitting it, well, probably right up until an hour before the baby shower. And yeah, because as we said, if it weren't for the last minute. But anyway, but I do like the pattern. It's kind of a slip stitch, so you get these nice rows of the different colors with hints of the other colors poking through. So I'll take a picture of it. But yes, yeah, so Glimmer is on hold because we have the deadline of the impending baby shower.
You do what you got to do. And I mean, this is why I think some people don't like knit alongs because they don't like the pressure. And I get that. Or test knitting, same thing, that they don't want to have that pressure. And I think even just when you're giving something as a gift, like for, the baby shower, I am constantly reflecting on, I need this to be fun. When I'm feeling obligated or pressured to do this, then I kind of pull back.
It's sort of the panic knitting, like panic cleaning.
Right.
I do think there's sort of a sweet spot where you've got enough pressure to get off your ass, go out to Webs on local yarn store day, get the materials. And I find for me, once I can get started, and then I look forward to it every night that I can do some knitting, there's enough pressure that, okay, I need to keep going on this, but not so much that I feel like, and I got to get up early and knit too.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why baby gifts can be so fun. I mean, a baby blanket, in all fairness, that's a big project. That is not a small project. And even a toy, because all those little pieces and everything can be a big project. But I have made a lot of baby hats in my days, and those I can get done in, I'm not the fastest knitter, so it might take me even 3 nights to do a little baby hat, depending on how complicated it is. That's good stuff. And somebody gets a handmade gift.
It is more difficult when the baby is being born in July.
Well, I figure you just make a little bigger hat. They wear it in the fall. You make like a 6 month. I feel like that for baby sweaters too. Like I make them on the bigger side because I figure some babies, they never fit into the newborn. They're just huge. And so they can wear it at some point.
I want to get the baby blanket done for the shower. And then, if I can do the little bunny rabbit that will be from the leftover yarn of the
Okay.
baby blanket, and I can do that for the birth,
Yes. Space it out.
think I'll be doing well.
Yes, I agree. I think that's a good plan. And they are so cute.
Well, and I just love that when I mean, I think that's sort of my new sweet spot for babies is you do the blanket and then you do the matching little stuffed animal, the little stuffed bunny. I just think that that's so cute because it's also that thing of my problem with baby sweaters and stuff, not actually that I've knit and is that, well, I feel like they can wear it for all of 5 minutes.
Right, and then it either goes in a keepsake box, maybe gets passed down, whereas the blanket's something they can have for years. And well, and I have to say, as a preschool teacher, that the beauty of a blanket is there are these books called It's Not a Stick and It's Not a Box, and it's like, because it's a hat and it's, a trombone and a flute, it's like all these different things. And that's a blanket fits into that category of it can be making a fort, it can be a cape, it can be a pillow.
It could be a hat, it could be a turban.
This is reminding me of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember, this is why you should always have a towel.
That's why you always have to have a towel, exactly.
Yeah. So,
A towel or a baby blanket.
Right, exactly.
Any other knitting projects now that you've got glimmer off the needles?
I'm going rogue here, and I feel like I may be li living to regret it, but I'm making my son a sweater for graduation slash birthday, and it's a Pokemon sweater.
Oh.
So
I thought he was graduating from college and not preschool.
hey,
Hey, oh.
it's possible that it's only going to fit a preschooler because so I'm taking a basic yoke sweater from Tin Can Knits, and they have this app that I thought would be fun to try. It's kind of nice because it eliminates all of the sizes except the one you're working on.
Oh, that's nice.
All the numbers are just your numbers, and you go, okay, I'm up to here now. Next. So it's just a plain sweater, and I decided to do Pokeballs. You know what those are? They're the little balls that you catch the Pokemon in.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They're red and white.
Yeah.
My husband had to pay for the Wi-Fi on the airplane to find out which order. I was like, well, I'm at this point that I need to know what. So this is what.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so it's gonna have the Pokeballs all across the top. What
Yeah.
I'm worried about is that because it's color work, it's very tight.
Oh.
And I did not go up a needle size. So I'm not so worried that it's not going to fit because it's just right at the neck, but I am worried that it might be puckering. So I'm planning on just knitting a little further and then blocking it and seeing. I mean, I did do a swatch, but I didn't do the swatch with the color work.
Oh, I don't think Patty Lines would approve of that.
Also, big no-no. I don't know if there will be bleeding
Oh, why would there be bleed? Well,
because I didn't do a swatch.
oh.
So anyway, we'll see how it goes. But I do feel like this is kind of armor.
Well, I think it's cool because anybody who knows Pokemon will recognize it,
Right.
but if you don't, it's just kind of a cool, interesting sweater.
But and I will put one of the Pokemon in the front.
Oh, okay.
So it won't just be this, it'll
Oh,
have
I thought it was just
them.
going to be the yolk. Okay.
We just have the Pokeballs and the yoke and then the character in the front, but my son has to graph out the character, so that's
Well, that's nice. So it's a collaborative project.
yes, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, if it gets too puffery or things like that, you can felt it and make it into a pillow.
I think it's super wash yarn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Figure out something. I don't know. It could be a wreath, maybe.
True.
If any of our listeners in Alabama, oh wait, we don't have any in
Oh,
Alabama.
yeah.
But if any of our listeners want to chime in with some ideas for what I can do with the top of the sweater that doesn't isn't going to be a sweater. Let me.
Well, Bodie, I think we've covered a fair amount here. We've talked about our analytics and our worldwide listenership. I hope Mom is not paying these people too much, but thank you. And please tell your friends, especially your friends in the states that we have not covered yet, make some banana bread. Use all of those bananas that you've been storing. Prove that guy on Instagram wrong. You will make banana bread.
Yes.
And try that out with coconut. I'm definitely going to try that out. I think it's time to say, whatever you do, don't knit like
Like
my
my
sister.
sister.
And check out our show notes on bootyandbossy.com.